Joining us now is NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing. Good morning, Rob.
Hi, Leanne.
Rob, you were at the Health Ministry news conference earlier today. What was announced?
Well, there were two main announcements. The most significant, really, was the increase in the number of SARS patients in Beijing. Up until today, the Beijing government has said there are only 37. Today, they announced there were more than 330, a tenfold increase. And this shows, really, how acute the pressure on China has been to be more transparent over the last couple of weeks. They've finally come clean with that. They said that there are actually 400 cases of suspected SARS in addition to those 330-odd cases. The second thing they announced was that the May Day holiday, which is a week-long vacation at the beginning of May that all Chinese people enjoy and often go traveling around the country, has been cancelled. And the Chinese official who was taking the news conference said this was to prevent the further spread of SARS around the country.
Was anything said about the spread of SARS throughout the country?
What they said was very interesting because they did come clean, or cleaner at least, about the figures here in Beijing. But they still continue to play down the numbers elsewhere around the country, apart from Guangdong province, which is where it started, down near the border with Hong Kong. But still, they're saying, for instance, that Shanghai, a city the same size as Beijing, roughly 13, 14 million people, still only has 2 cases. That seems highly unlikely. I suspect that what's happened is that the international pressure on Beijing has forced them to come clean and to admit to many more cases, but there has not been that pressure yet on Shanghai or on any other parts of the country. So I think that local officials are still playing down the numbers in the provinces, and we may well see those numbers rocket as the government realizes it has to be more open.
The health minister was fired from his Communist Party post, along with the mayor of Beijing, and the Chinese government has been criticized pretty harshly for its handling of SARS. Party leaders seem to have decided to be much more open about the problems they're having with it. So what prompted that?
Well, it's very interesting. It's very, very unusual to have this level of accountability, such high-level officials. They have been removed from their party posts. This suggests that they will lose their government posts. And this is meant to send 2 messages. The first is that the government is serious about this. After weeks, months of prevaricating, they really are going to do something about this and fire officials who get in the way of the new openness campaign. The second thing, of course, is that it cannot reflect badly on the new leadership. We've got a new president, Hu Jintao. There's a new premier, Wen Jiabao. Somebody else had to take the fall.
What's it like in Beijing? Are people staying home, or is there a lot of fear?
Up until Friday, people were really not that concerned, mainly because the government had said the situation was under control and the numbers were not very high. There was then a very important meeting of the Politburo Standing Committee, the 9 top leaders in China, including President Hu Jintao, on Thursday evening. That was reported in all the newspapers on Friday, and this massive campaign to be more open, to report the actual number of cases in the country, was launched. And suddenly, literally in the last couple of days, there are more people wearing face masks, there are less people in the markets, the movie theater, there are less people in crowded places. So people are really getting the message, and I think people are seriously starting to get worried.
Rob, in another story, you've just returned from the North Korean border. Multilateral talks are tentatively scheduled to take place this week in Beijing to try and bring an end to the tensions between North Korea and the United States. But there's been a lot of verbal wrangling in the past few days between Washington and Pyongyang. What's the status of the diplomatic efforts to get all the parties to the table?
Well, as far as we know, they are going to go ahead this week. Diplomatic sources here say they think the talks will start on Wednesday. There will be just the Americans, the North Koreans, and the Chinese at the table, which was not what the United States initially wanted. They wanted a broader multilateral forum. The North Koreans just wanted to go one-on-one with the U.S. But I think they've both had to compromise a little bit because they realize the situation is so urgent. The possibility of processing of North Korean fuel rods and North Korea becoming a declared nuclear state is very real. So I think we will see these talks this week. The big question is, when the American officials sit down with the North Korean officials, where does it go from there? Because I think the Bush administration, in the state of mind it's in at the moment, if it doesn't get something out of these first phase of talks, who knows? They may just feel that it's not worth continuing on with any further talks and reaching a diplomatic solution with the North Koreans.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing. Rob, thank you very much.
Thanks, Leanne.